It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Pennsylvania Treasurer Rob McCord has pleaded guilty to two federal counts of attempted extortion, admitting that he tried to use the power of his office to pressure state contractors into donating money to his failed gubernatorial campaign. The plea came during a hearing in a federal courtroom in Harrisburg. 90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent Mary Wilson was there and joins us now by phone. Good day, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
At this time a year ago, Rob McCord was thought to have as good a chance as anyone of becoming governor of Pennsylvania. Yesterday was just another rung down on the ladder of his fall from grace. How would you describe the atmosphere yesterday in federal courts?
Well, it was pretty quiet. What happened yesterday was a procedural step, a hearing in which McCord acknowledged everything in the plea agreement and admitted to a judge that he did the things that federal authorities say he did. It was really hard to get a read on McCord's state of mind. He did not make any comments as he left the courtroom. He didn't make any comments to the press as he entered, to my knowledge. And most of his comments when he stood before the judge were very short, just kind of, yes, that's true, I understand, that kind of thing. He kept his head bowed, facing down as he stood before the judge, usually kept his hands folded in front of him, and he had to stand there next to a federal prosecutor who detailed a lengthy explanation of the two charges against him, and then afterward just kind of has to give a short answer, averring that they're true.
So the judge went over all of the things that that Rob McCord has admitted doing. So Mr. McCord didn't have to go into any details himself. All he had to do was acknowledge what he admitted to doing, and that was it.
Right, that's right.
So do we know anything? All of this seems to have been apparently, in some cases reportedly, this all came about because he reached some sort of agreement. I'll go ahead and admit to all this if, and if there's only speculation about what considerations he may be getting in terms of a reduced sentence or that kind of thing, or whether he may be, providing evidence about some others involved in this. What are you hearing? What are some of the speculative reports about a possible deal here?
Well, I really can't speak to the speculation about what's possible. What we know is what McCord has said, that he acknowledged he acknowledged that he was shaking people down for money for his campaign. As he says, as soon as federal authorities ever contacted him late last year, and it's unclear. His lawyer will not say if he is cooperating with authorities to perhaps dime out other people who might have been using similar tactics. It's unclear how federal authorities were directed to McCord, although the speculation is that, one or two, these firms, perhaps more, were unhappy with the kind of interactions they were having with the McCord campaign and, tipped off federal authorities who it appears were able to make taped recordings of some of these conversations between McCord and his deputies or people at these two potential donors' offices. But we don't know to what extent McCord is cooperating with the authorities. We don't know why it took authorities so long after these conversations happened last spring to come over to him, later at the end of the year last year and, speak to him about, these allegations against him. And we don't know how this apparent, acceptance of responsibility, how that will be factored into any possible sentence or forfeiture of his state pension.
90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent Mary Wilson joining us from Harrisburg. And that is, you spoke to a question that people are also asking, which is what took so long to charge him. As far as the timeline of events leading up to yesterday's arraignment, Mary, you mentioned that the incidents in question, the coercion, began last spring. And so it did take a reasonably long period of time, almost a year before you know, we're seeing this come to fruition. And he still hasn't been sentenced yet. That's coming. But as far as the timeline of events, how long did it take between the time that this unsavory activity was first uncovered and when it kind of you know, reached the attention of authorities and they pursued it?
My memory is fuzzy on this, but I believe that the actual conversations alleged to have happened, in which McCord is trying to strong arm potential donors into making larger contributions to his campaign, I believe that happened in late April and early May. And I believe, you may have to check me on this, but I believe authorities approached him in December.
And that is a long period of time. It makes one wonder what exactly was taking place in the interim there. And this investigation has also fueled speculation in political circles about what led investigators to record Mr. McCord's conversations. You had said earlier that it may have been that one of the entities that he targeted for a campaign contribution might have alerted the authorities about this. Is that kind of what the idea is here?
Well, it's an idea, but it hasn't been confirmed at all.
What kind of penalties is he facing?
The maximum penalty would be for the two counts of extortion that he attempted here, would be 40 years in prison and $500,000 in fines, plus possible restitution, the judge mentioned yesterday. Legal experts suggest that he's not going to get the full sentence. And the federal authorities have recommended that there be some reduction in that sentence. But McCord's lawyer would not speak yesterday as to what the end result might be based on that recommendation from the government.
So what happens next? When will he be sentenced?
Well, that's not clear either. A sentencing date has not been scheduled. There's a pre-sentencing conference just between the judge and the lawyers involved. That's going to be in late June, June 29th. And then the judge said a sentencing date would be set sometime later this year.
Mary Wilson in Harrisburg, great thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, now that there's a moratorium, what is the future of the death penalty in Pennsylvania? We'll talk with State Senator Dalen Leach when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.